Well, I'll keep trying to record on it. It just seems a little bit soft, but I can't imagine why unless we don't have a whole lot of current coming through or some such thing. I think I've got it all plugged in. All right. Let me check. Well, I guess it's okay. If it's not, well, I guess you can hear on the big recorder anyway. So, thank you for those things, and I'm glad that the packages arrived all right. And I sent you a list of packages, Mother, to be on the lookout for that should have arrived. And if they don't, then, you know, let me know, and I can take care of the slips and everything that need to be taken care of. About the Ed's present. I'm glad that I have one other thing to send you to Dad, but you'll have to wait until I a little bit before I mail it out to you, something from Vietnam. I must say that since you've opened the birthday present, I understand why it was so wet. I received a package too from the States, a uniform that I had ordered, and it was soaking wet. But you must understand that they had, during the monsoons, the rains are so bad. Like the week before last, I think I told you we had 32 inches of rain in 1 week. So that all of the mail was wet. There was a great deal of mail wet. And I'm sure that probably it was sitting in Da Nang before it was put on the plane, and that's when it got wet. Fortunately, it wasn't anything that could be damaged. The cufflinks and the keychain were made by some students in a place called Baguio City, which is about 5 hours from the Subic Bay. I have not been there. I'll tell you how I got them. Anyhow, they do beautiful things in silver. I sent Catherine two little charms that the students at this school make. It's St. Louis School, I guess. And the nuns are Mankenhardmere, something like that, but they're Belgian. They are Belgian. And our commanding officer was up there. They have a big resort up there. And he was up there with his wife. His wife came in from Hawaii to spend the 6 days with him. And he was up there and saw the work that the nuns do. I guess the people that have been up there really bought some beautiful things. And sent them down to the ship. He said that, you know, of course they just they sold everything they had within a matter of a few hours. In fact, I bought quite a bit of stuff from them. And among them the charms and all. And really think that what they do make is beautiful. They have some just lovely things. And they're made out of silver. And I think the cufflinks are mother of pearl, believe it or not. You know, they do an awful lot with shells and pearls out here. And anyhow, I thought you might like them, but I do have something from Vietnam coming to you. Not a booby trap or anything like that, Pop, so don't, you know, get scared. However, I have bracelets that are supposed to be coming from Japan for the Shea girls, and they have not come as yet, although I ordered them some time ago. And when they come, I'll put them all in a box and mail them together. The bracelets are for Christmas. They're ivory charm bracelets and of all different little animals. They're very cute little things. I think the girls will like them. At least I hope they do. We have a mail order system out there called PackX, and it's almost like Sears, except that, of course, it's not quite. And you can mail anything to the states that they have in this little catalog. If there's anything you want, by the way, just let me know. I also just mail my... I also mail from the ship a demi-tasse set. I know, Mother, you're wondering what in hang I'm going to do with all the dishes. And, you know, I'm wondering myself. The demi-tasse set I bought the first time I was in Subic. But I had ordered some stuff from this PackX place and wanted to see what it looked like. And it came, and because I have no room to keep all this stuff here. When I get into Subic the next time, I'll have it packed decently and mailed out to the States. I know, I can hear you now. You can hardly wait. But I also ordered a Japanese tea set, which I had mailed home. I don't know how soon it will get there, you know, but when it gets there, be on the lookout for a tea set. It's a teapot in the Japanese teacup, Soma China, they call it. As I said, you're probably saying, please don't send any more stuff home. But I do have a few more things to send home. I'm going to buy some lamps. And I'm going to buy, I'm not sending home that radio, though. And a few other items. Well, I might as well. I'll never get a chance again, probably. I don't know when I'll be out in this part of the world again, and I might as well do it now. I don't know if I'll get to Hong Kong, and if I do, I don't know if I'll be able to send anything home from there. I don't know what the setup is over there, but I guess I'll find out when I get there. I was delighted to hear that Jack spent a few days with you, and I was pleased to hear his voice on the tape. He sounded very well. I received a note from Ken. I think I told you that she had received the charms. I haven't heard whether John received the binoculars yet or not. My own, there's something wrong with the prism. I went out to look at the carrier the other day in Da Nang, and I got two images instead of one. So I brought them back down, and the fellow gave me my money back and said he'd let me know when new ones came in. So I think that's good, you know. I was going to send them back to the company and get them fixed, and he said, nah, don't bother. They're very nice to us out here, though. Let's see, some things I had to tell you that really aren't terribly important, but they're news. I got a letter from Peggy Burrell, who was with me at St. Albans, and of course we've been corresponding over the years. And she's getting her degree at Seton Hall University in New Jersey now. Peg came in the Navy a little later. She was in her 30s when she came in. And she's in her early 40s now. Isn't she coming out here in February? So, of course, she wanted a long list of things that you need to take out and all. So I sent her a list. Because I know that they're anxious to get started on buying these things. I know I was. And somehow you have the wrong idea of what you need. I did send her the listing, though, too, and you may well hear from Maria Chisholm. I told her to call you if she had an opportunity to. I received your letter, too, about Uncle George, and thank you for sending the math card for me, and I will send you the money, either if not wrapped up in this tape under separate cover. And we did pray for him at Mass. I think it was a godsend, you know. I'll have to write to Ruth and to Aunt Josie. I haven't gotten around to doing that yet, though. Let me see what else I have to tell you about. I had a Macintosh apple the other day, believe it or not. One of the boys, whose name is Lamar, who works down in our department, works in the recovery room, got a half a bushel from his aunt from up around Gardner. Oh, he told me, Apple Valley, I think, is where he told me she's from. But anyhow, she mailed them. I think she picks them when they're not ripe or something and mailed them out to him. And they came in really good condition. And, of course, there's a couple of us from that area, including Dr. Willette from Cheshire. I mentioned him before. And she said he had an apple and I had an apple because we were all just drooling, you know. At how good the apples were. They really were delicious. And very thoughtful of the boy to share them with us. And she also included a couple of postcards. One's under my desk now with the Deerfield River, with the changes of colors and all. So it doesn't take a whole lot to make to brighten our days, I assure you, but really we were quite pleased to have gotten them in the mail like that. See, what else? Is anything else come in the mail that I should tell you about? Well, I got Uncle's note this week, of course. I really should try to sit down and write him a letter. But time, it just seems like time goes by so rapidly. We still have not been busy, although two nights we were called up from Da Nang to come up and help out the sanctuary, but we didn't have anything. One night we worked all night long, but one was an American kid that had been hurt by a booby trap earlier and had to be reoperated, and he died on the table. And the other one was a Vietnamese lady who had a ruptured typhoid ulcer, and I'd never seen that. And a couple of my favorite people left this week. Dr. Shepherd went back to St. Albans, and Pete Peterson, who was going to be stationed in Brooklyn, he's a Medical Service Corps officer. And really, it's kind of lonesome without the two of them here. Dr. Shepherd was is the one whose niece is at whose nieces are at Norton, not Norton, at oh, where Don is, you know, Northfield. Dr. Shepherd was raised in Turkey. And I got a tin of baklava the other day from Peggy and Al in Brooklyn. Oh, it was delicious baklava. It was homemade. Peg didn't make it, but I know the place that made it. And I shared it with them and with one of the boys in the dental department who's Lebanese. So I've really been, you know, very fortunate with the packages. Did I tell you cookies arrived, Mom? And they're very, very good. In fact, they're almost gone. And I think I did tell you that. And to thank Alice Murphy for sending the facial stuff. It's very good, by the way. I've used it a couple of times. It's quite good. In addition to sending you those dishes, I sent you a whole bunch of pictures. I've been collecting them here, been meaning to get them off to you. Some I've taken myself, and they're marked on the back, you know. And this is how I'm going to turn this over.